Before I get to the Ramban, just one more effort at understanding Taisus' chilek. If you're throwing the keli and throwing the faith, if I take your keli, you have a kli, and I throw it into the ocean, I'm chayiv. Unless I could show you where it is, the Gemara says if it's clear water, I could show it to you. Maybe it's different, but if I go stand where we're at, about by the lake or an ocean, and I take something of yours and I throw it into the water, I'm chayiv to pay for it, right? When did I become chayiv? When it hits the bottom of the ocean? No. If I take your thing and I throw it into the, if I take your glass and I throw it into the ocean, so as soon as it disappears out of, not even out of view, I'm out of reach. As soon as it's out of reach, I'm chayiv. So vice versa, that to be chayiv, it doesn't have to break. It just has to be out of reach. No? Is that the same thing if I throw your keli off the roof? As soon as it's out of reach, it makes sense that I'm chayiv. The same as there. Say hezbo between throwing a chayitz and throwing a keli. Just like if I throw your keli overboard on a boat. As soon as it's... Let's say the boat is 10 feet high. So I throw it over the edge. When it's on the way down, that's uneven on the way down. What's in the water, on the way down in the water, it's out of reach, I'm chayiv. That's everyone's mind, I'm chayiv. It doesn't have to break. So when I throw it over the edge, it's on the way down. It also makes sense I should be chayiv on the way down. So if you throw it off a roof in a way that it can't be saved, as soon as it gets out of my reach, I can't pull it back anymore. So it makes sense that I'm chayiv. Because we see from Yenna Gemara that the breaking is not the point. The only reason if I break your glass, when it hits bottom, it has to break, is because if it doesn't break, then it could be saved. But the breaking isn't the point. The point is that I take your keli and I put it in a place where now you'll never be able to have it. For the next 10 seconds, you won't be able to have it because it's out of your reach. It's flying down. And after that, it's going to break and you won't be able to reach it. So maybe that's the pshat in the Taisus, that when I throw it overboard, over the roof, as soon as it's out of reach, I'm chayiv, because of the fact that that itself is a machayiv. The fact that I take your keli and put it in a place you'll never be able to get it again, that itself is a machayiv. It's not because it breaks when it lands. Just if it doesn't break when it lands, then you have your keli. But I'm not chayiv because it broke when it landed. Maybe I'm chayiv because I put it in a place you'll never, ever, ever be able to get it back again. No different than if I throw it in the... No different than if I throw it into the yam. I'm asking. It's a good hezbo in the chilek between throwing your keli and throwing your chayitz. My chiv is for putting your keli in a place you can't reach it. I didn't do anything to the keli. The time we had all along holds true. There's nothing for me to be chayiv on. If I shoot a chayt at your keli, nothing happened. Just till now, we were thinking when I throw it overboard, I have to put on lamdisha eyeglasses, so to speak, and say, since it's going to break, it's like it's broken, it's manatvira now. So if you look lamdish, then by a chayt, say the same thing. But the way we're touching now, manatvira tovar, doesn't really mean it's broken. The point is not broken into pieces. The point is that you can't get a hold of it. So maybe that's the hezbo here in Taisus, that it's out of reach. And that's why it's considered to be I'm chayiv. I'm talking not chayiv because it broke. I'm chayiv because I put it in a place where you'll never be able to get it again. No different than throwing it into the yam.
And if somebody catches it on the bottom, we'll be able to keep it.
If someone catches it on the bottom, then no, but then if someone could catch it on the bottom, The way I understood, they're talking tefshalat tzilai. If it's tefshalat tzilai, then I never put it out of reach. Even when I threw it over the edge, it wasn't out of reach. I'm going according to what I understand. I was talking tefshalat tzilai. So if it's tefshalat tzilai, I'm chayiv for making it be in a place that's out of reach. If it ends up, something happens, and it doesn't get broken. So it was a toss in the beginning. I thought I put it out of reach, but it wasn't out of reach. Okay, that's what I think. It's a little akuda of explanation. It doesn't fit well to the words mona tvira tava. It's not that it's a broken keli. It's more like mona avuda tava. It's more like it's a gone keli.
What does that have to do with lasa meikar?
What does that have to do with lasa meikar? I mean, even if you hold your gopas lo b'saif, I should be chayav for putting it out of reach. Yeah, you have to realize that when I throw it over the edge of a roof, the only reason it's out of reach forever is because it's going to break. If it's not going to break, then it'll be recoverable.
Well, they're saying that the reason you're tied is not so much as because it's going to break later, but because you're putting it out of reach right now. And that right now it's out of reach, and soon it's going to be out of reach also. The fact that you're putting it, you're paying away its value right now.
You're asking good, but you're making it. Now we have a problem the opposite way. Now we have a problem that even the whole bustle of the slave should be chayef when you throw it over the edge. From the other way. As soon as you throw it over the edge, because even if you don't hold bustle in a car, might as well put it someplace where you can't reach it. So whichever way I go is no good. You make it more mistaver that he should be chayiv, so it shouldn't be totally about the meikara. I don't know. If you can't fix this problem, then we have to go back to the drawing board. I'm asking this if it's good. If I'm chayiv because I threw it overboard, so then it's nothing to do about the meikara. Okay, I don't know. Somehow it feels right that there's a difference between throwing the keli and throwing the chayitz. Just to put it into actual technical words, we're having a hard time. All right, let me just tell you how the Ramban learned this whole sugya. Totally different than all the other Rishayim. Ramban is in the end of the first parak in the Mochamais. And the Ramban learns this sugya in a totally different way. Every other Rishon learns that the maskana of Rabba says basam eikar azlina. The Ramban holds, no, Rabba is paskening basa lebesayf azlina. It should go basa lebesayf. The raya from Rabba is basa lebesayf. How so? The Ramban holds that when you throw a chayfitz over the Mirai Shagag, why is the breaker potter? For a totally different reason, because of the reason that the chayfitz has no value on the way down. It's avuda, it's already a destroyed chayfitz, it's a manatvira. Why is he potter? Because it's a broken chayfitz, and it has no value on the way down. Not because basa meikara is leaving. Not that you chayv because of basa meikara. If you learn Yechai B'chus B'chus B'chus, so yesterday we asked the Kasha. Yechai B'chus B'chus, but it's worth nothing on the way down. So you have to have the Turutz and the three Turutz, and we said yesterday. Ramban says, no, it's taka worth nothing on the way down. And that's why the one who broke it is Potter. But the one who threw it is also Potter. They're both Potter. When we say the one who broke it is Potter, it means the one who broke it is Potter, and Koshke, the one who threw it, is Potter. The one who threw it didn't break it, he's Zipper Potter. And the one who broke it is also Potter. Not like Rashi. Amar Rab, Rabba, Zara Kli Mireish Agag, Bachay B'Shivrei B'Makul, Potter. They're both Potter. Rashi says the thrower is Chayiv and the breaker is Potter. Ramban says no. They're both Potter. Rabba didn't say the one who throws it is Chayiv. That would be the bigger chiddush. The one who threw it aside, even though he didn't, is not the one who broke it, Lamaisa. No. They're both potter. Why are they both potter? The one who threw it is potter because Basel of the Seifas Lina. And besides, he didn't break it. And why is the Shaivroi potter? Because at the time he broke it, it had no value. So they're both potter. And that's the maskada, Basel of the Seifas Lina. By the Pshita Leila Rabba, the Rabba. My pshita leila rabba is mi boya leila rabba, but the pshita is the reverse. The pshita is that basla b'saifas lina, because the Ramban is teaching that the zarkai is potter, not like Rashi, and everybody else learns zarkai is chayiv. He says the rabba didn't say that. Rabba only said haba achavishim right potter. It means they're both potter. The one who broke it is potter, and the one who threw it, he's a potter. He didn't break it. And we hold Basel of Besayf as Lina. So why is the last one potter? Not because it's already broken. It's not broken. But because it has no value. At the time you broke it,
well, why does it have any value?
No one can get it. No one can get any value out of it. It's on the way down. No one would pay for it. Why is... The one who threw it off the roof and caused it to lose the value... So he's not chayiv for breaking. So he didn't break it. So he should be chayiv for turning it into something that has no value. Why is the one who throws it chayiv for turning it into an object that has no value? Probably he holds. So first person should be chayiv for making it lose its value. On the breaking, he go basel of b'saif. On the ma'aseh, he turned it into something that has no value.
But the wooden break to get back to
that. It's going to break one way or the other.
Well, he doesn't break until he's going to give it no value.
Yeah, but the ma'aseh gave it value. I would think the answer is that throwing it into a place where it has no value is only a grammar. That's only a gairim. If I take... That's right. That's a gairim. He's gairim that the second person has a p'tor. That's not ma'aseh p'yadayim. He didn't do p'yadayim. He caused that when the second person breaks it, the second person has a p'tor. But is that a case of grama? Why is it grama? If I take your chayfin,
someone makes something violent.
Let's say you have a lottery ticket. And you get up to a year to claim your prize, a winning lottery ticket. You get up to a year. And I go your lottery ticket, I lock it into a room, and I throw away the key. Now you can't get it. So it's a grama. I made it worth nothing. It's a grama, no?
Tore it up.
But, no, if I tore it up, then it's not going to be a dime. I'm saying if I put it in a place where it has no value, it's grama. Now, if I throw it over the edge, I didn't really just put it in a place where it has no value, I put it in a place that's going to break. It's a little worse. But since it didn't break at the end, what it turns out what I did is I didn't break it. I only put it into a place where someone else who breaks it is going to be potter. So that itself is only a grammar. I caused that someone else who breaks it is going to be potter. What would be the din if it's Shabbos? I take your object and I put it somewhere. If someone else who breaks it is going to be potter because it comes like your object. I put it there, and someone else breaks. And he has a p'tor. Come later, I'm here. I'm only a grandma. I put it there. Someone else broke it. So here, I put it somewhere where when someone else breaks it, they'll be potter. The pudding is only a grandma.
So it throws it off the roof and it falls. And it hits the ground.
And breaks.
It breaks.
So it's not a grandma, it's kaiser.
So he threw it off the wall, off the roof, and now it's not worth anything. That's what's done that. It's about him.
You mean saying the person who threw it off the roof, he himself should be potter, even if it does hit the bottom of break, because it was worth nothing on the way down.
That's only,
there's something wrong with that, right?
Well, there, because he didn't do anything, he's saying he didn't do anything wrong when he threw it off. And here he's saying he's doing something wrong, he's throwing it off, it should be tight.
If I throw it off, No, but we do go basal b'saif. So Rabban is masking that you go basal b'saif. If b'saif you broke it, we go basal b'saif, and your ma'isa is nigrar, is what happens at the end, and you're chayiv. The p'tur is, because since basal b'saif is someone else broke it, that's why you're pardoned. And now we're just coming to answer the kasha, why you're not chayiv for throwing it over the edge, and that we're trying to answer. But the reason for the breaking, if basal b'saif has lean on, means that if b'saif is broke, then you're chayiv, your ma'isa is chayiv for what happened at the end.
I mean,
we throw it over the edge, it says a sheni nicker. Throw it over the edge, it could be have a patur, as a sheni nicker. But has a sheni nicker, it's chayiv on the mirror, so it's only put on the shaking. Those would be the terrors. You throw it over the edge, you're saying it's a hezek sheni nicker. I don't know the same thing. It's on the way down. We had two pshatim in Hezek Shein and Iker. People can't figure out the Yisr, or it's a Shein and the Chayikus. Pashas has to be Shein. Okay, this is the way the Ramban learns the Gemara. Now, I'd like to share with you the Avnei Miluim in Kuflam Etes. Avnei Miluim is going on a Ramban. It's Kuflamites of Cotton Hay. I'll tell you what the Avnei Miluim says and what I think is a correct ha'ara on the Avnei Miluim. First, I have to tell you a Gemara in Gittin, Perek HaZayir. Gemara in Gittin says that if you throw your get into a chatzar that belongs to a woman, to the wife, as soon as it gets below the level of the walls, so now the wind can't blow it out anymore, Avir Chatzer Kachatzer. The heir of the Chatzer is kind of with Kinyan Chatzer, and she's Megureshes when it's in the air on the way down. So if it's in the air on the way down, she's a Megureshes because Avir Chatzer is kind of Kachatzer. That's a dinner moment as well. Avir Chatzer, kind of Kachatzer. Zakta Gemara. What happens if you throw a get into an Isha's chatzar, but there's a fire in the chatzar? So when it lands, it's going to be destroyed. So if kadma deleka legets, if the fire was there before, and then you throw a get into the avir, so that avir chatzar is not kaina. Because that avir chatzar is not kechatzar. Because it's, when it lands in the chatzar, it's going to be destroyed. So we don't say avir chatzir kechatzir in a case where there's a fire. As I state in Gemara, this is all in the Gemara, that avir chatzir kechatzir is only if it could land there. Avir shesefil l'nuach. But if it's in the avir chatzir, in a place where there's a fire under it, then you do not say, then you don't say that the avir of the chatzir is kainer. Shiloh, the Ramban is down and the Shiloh is found. Let's say this is the Chatzar. These are the walls of the Chatzar. Right? This is the Isha's Chatzar. She's over here. And the Get is coming flying over the wall here. Right? Now, if there's a fire over here, so that's the Gemara's case. As soon as it's in the Avir, it's going to land in the fire. Avir Chatzar is the Avir of a fire Chatzar, it's that kind. Rabbi Claire is, what happens if you threw the get this way? Here there's no fire. And, well, if you're wrong, you threw it this way. It's going to end up landing in the fire. But it's already over here in the Avir of a Chatzar. Do we say that this Avir Chatzar, which is not above a fire, we should say there Avir Chatzar is Kachatzar, and that Avir is kind of the get? Or should we say, no, that Avir Chatzar, it's also called Kadma Deleika Leget, and it's not Kadma.
What's the difference?
That's a shot.
The
what?
What's the difference? Where it's going to land. Let's say it would land on the same spot by the fire as the
Get. It's going to land, so that Avir is not Avir Chatzar, because the Chatzar underneath can't be Kadma.
No, it would land on the other side.
It's going to land on the good side?
Yeah.
Then certainly a get. There's no shayla.
If
you have to give a woman a get after it gets burnt, it doesn't matter. Once the kinyan is foul, it doesn't matter what happens to it later. No, not necessarily. It could be the father, not the spirit of that area for the chatzah. Maybe there's a big, a big fireplace there. So Ramban's Kler, we can add to it, start him in the Ramban's Kler. Now, do we say that Avya Chatzah is a good kid, as long as it's a good, healthy chatzah? Or do we say, not that way? You have to realize, if you throw again into the air of the chatzah, and the fire gets lit after it's in the air, you're kind of. Kodma get lit light, or you're kind of, even though it never landed. Just the Avya itself could be, has the path to be kind of. Kodma the light will get, if the fire is there first, then we say that the Avir Chatzar is not kind. So the Ramban has a Shaila in this case, where it's traveling through the air of a good Chatzar, and it's going to end up in the fire, whether that Avir Chatzar is kind. Ramban says that it's not. It's not a good get. The question is, why isn't it a good get? That Avir Chatzar should be able to be kind. Now, you may tell me a different Hezbollah in the Ramban, and maybe I'll be minded to you, but I want to just say that Avdei Meluim's Hezbollah in the Ramban. Avdei Meluim's Hezbollah in the Ramban, the way I understand, is that the Ramban is going with Shitasai. The Ramban paskins that we go Basel Abbasayf, that we go according to wherever something ends up. If you throw something off a roof, it breaks on the ground. So Basla B'Saif Hazlina. He says that because we passed him Basla B'Saif Hazlina, when I'm throwing this and it's traveling through the air of the good part of the Chatzar, it's already Kisaruf. Because since it's going to end up in the fire, so it's already Taka, that part of the Chatzar could be kind. That part of the Chatzar could be kind of the get. But the get is kesaruf already. Because since it's going to end up in the fire, so it's already like it's burnt as it's going through the air towards the fire. Basel of the Saif has leaned. Sisal B'Saif is going to end up burnt. So now it's already in the air, we consider it like the B'Saif. And therefore in the air already it's kesaruf. Now when you look at the Avdei Meluim, the way he quotes the Ramban is not 100% correct. And I saw Taka, the notes on the Avdei Meluim, they pointed out. He talks as if the Avdei Meluim is Mesupik, if you go past the Karla B'Saif. He talks as if the Ramban is Mesupik. The Ramban is not Mesupik. Ramban Paskins, you go past the B'Saif. What's the Negea us, the Avdei Meluim says, L'chayra good Teretz. He says, as it goes through the air, when it's at that point in the air, Taka, that Chatzar could be Kaina. That's a good Chatzar. It doesn't matter. Because Basla B'Saif, it's Kisaruf Dami, it's like it's burnt now. That's how Shnei Kara. What?
Isn't that Basa Meikara?
Basa Meikara. That's. No, Basa Meikara means. I mean, it's Basa Meikara because we're calling it a Manatvira Tava. Yeah, all I mean to say is that when it ends up burnt, the Shaila of Yigal Basa Meikara, Basa Lubisaif, is when the Meikara is one way and the Lubisaif is a different way. You throw it off the roof and someone else breaks it. That's the shaila of when it's considered broken. But if Lubisayf, it gets burnt, the lashon is that since it's oimid to be burnt, and it ends up being burnt. So that status of the guest is already there now. You're right, it shouldn't be totally if you say Basa Meikara and also Lubisayf. Because lashon is a little. But the Nekuda he's saying is that since it could end up being burnt, it's like it's burnt. Now this Nekuda that he says, the Harad on it, besides the fact that his Lashon is not 100% like the Ramban, but the Harad just we had when we learned Gittin was the following Harad. Is a burnt get a kosher get? If you have a get that's destroyed, is it a good get? Huh? Is a destroyed get a good get? No. Why not? What? If it's destroyed before she gets it. So it's not a good get. Why? Because there's no paper, there's no ink, basically. And if it's destroyed, that's the only thing that's missing, a paper and ink, right? So that's why it's not a good get. There's no din that a burnt get is not a good get. It's just the metzius, there's no get there. If you have a get that lomdish, it's kisaros. It's like it's a burnt get. But it has paper, it has ink. Right now, it's in the abri of the chatzur. In the eyes of halacha, it's kisaros. I'd say he's right, it's kisaros. But it has paper, it has ink, it's readable. Why is that a possible get? Why is the get possible? Just because it's kisaruf? Who cares? There's no psul of a saruf get. A burnt get is not possible. The only reason a burnt get is possible is because there's no get. There's nothing to give. But if it exists, and it's in lamdis, it's kisaruf, why should that be a possible get? What's the psul I get? You see, but that's not what he says. Because then it has nothing to do with us. It's a separate shayla. Could you be kind in the avir of a chatzar, which is over a good chatzar? No, that's the way Pashut you learn the shayla. So he says, no, it's no good because since it's going to end up burnt, so it's like it's burnt. That nekuda doesn't seem true mitzad the hilchis gid. That's the of Ha'ara that seems to be a mistake in the Cheshvan of Davni Balloon. The truth is, it could be that Davni Balloon's Lashon is Begumgum in the first place, because the whole Ne'ikarl of a safe part doesn't seem to shtim the way he says it. But like upon him, this is the Ha'ara that we have. Okay, just before I start the next Tashmad, I just don't want to go vaita without pointing out to you one more Nekuda. This memra of Rabbah appears on Daf Chavav Amid Beis. On Daf Chavav Amid Beis, Rashi touches the case differently. It's not a machloikis, but it's just a different case. There, Zara Kli Mereish HaGaga Ba'acha B'Shavri B'Makom Potter, Rashi touches that the owner of the Kli threw it off the roof. Not like our Gemara. In our Gemara, Rashi says, Hamishabrai, Potter, Bahazir, Chayiv. The one that threw it was the third party. You have to know that Rashi and Chavav Amid Beis learns that the owner threw it off the roof. And that's why Mishabrai is Potter. Because our Gemara is proving Basimei Kara is leaving. The Rosh, that Chavav, asks on Rashi, this Kasha, that if the owner threw it off the roof, that's Aveda Midas. That's Mamish Aveda Midas. That's a Yishtik Aveda Midas. He's throwing it over the edge of the roof. Then he's Miyayish Lagamri. It's a Zutish Yam plus Yish. That's the Rosh's Kasha on Rashi there. And on that, they answer, Shimon answers Rashi. The Rashi learns that's Eshalat Silas. It's not Aveda Midas. The Rosh Pashtus learned that it's not talking Epshalatzi. So you just should know, hopefully we'll get to Chafav Amid Beis sometime at the end of June, but that Rashi and this Rashi are a different shot. Everyone says the reason Rashi says that is because of the Ramban Ta'ara. That why does it say Hazar Kechayiv? It says Zar Klimer Shagagabach Mishavar B'makal Potter. Why does it say Zar Kechayiv? So Rashi says, because Rab is including the case, it could be that the owner threw it off the roof. So the point is, it's Zarkei Chayiv, the Zarkei could be the owner. The Shabra is not. Okay, let's learn the Toshma. Try to set things up a little for Sunday. Toshma. Hidus Einai Mu'ed. Dancing of a chicken is not a Mu'ed. Yeshua Muhari is a Mu'ed. Hidus Sakadaita. If it's dancing and steps on something, that's regular. Elolav, Hidus Vehitis. He's a dancing and you shoot out a rock. Fuck, and if you must have a bus in the car as Lena, must have a bus at Farmana as Lena. The Klee, I'm sorry, not the rock. He's danced on the Klee and he kicked out the Klee and the Klee broke in the second spot. And that's what they're arguing. If you go bus in the car, bus at Farmana. So, Gemara Loi, we hit this Tzrairis. I've hit this Tzrairis, it's a Tzrairis, and we'll talk to the Sumchus Rabban and Kimiflegi. They argue in Yenamach Loikis of Sumchus and the Rabban. Tashma. Okay, this next case, I'm going to spend a few minutes on Sunday. Let's learn the case, and we'll talk about Tarnagaylan Shayu Mechatitin Bechevel Dali, the Nifsak Hachevel, the Nishbar Hadali, Mishamin Ezek Shalom, Shmamina Basamekar Azlina. What's the case? Tarnagaylan were pecking at the rope, and the rope broke, and the Dali fell. So it's the same as kicking it, and it breaks in the second place. Mamish Rava Zibaya. And Yechayiv, Shmamina, Bosar Meikara Azlina. So it's Gemara Tirgama Achevel. Yechayiv on the Chevel, not on the Dali. So it's Shtetni Gemara. Ay, Chevel Mishonehu. Since when do chickens like ropes? The most Belisha, it had food on it. So you're paying for the rope. It's Shane or Regel. We could clarify if Moss Belisha is Regel or Shane. That was an Afghanina. No? If you have a rope with food on it, and the animal, the bird, wants to eat the food, and while it's eating the food, it chews the rope. So you could say Shane, because it was chewing to have on the law. What?
In the case of the basket.
The basket later on your test. Okay, I'll be telling the case of the basket later. Or you could argue that it's Regel. In order to get to the food, it had to chew the rope. Okay, there's no afkamina if it's regel or chain. Either way, it's chayv nezek shalom. I ha nishba dali katani. I chos nishba dali. So we see chayv on the dali. It's the haraya. Ela sumchis idam etzoreis nezek shalom mishalom sumchis. Doesn't make sense. Eim asef in the dismen or shever. V'nofel al kliach v'shivrei. Ela rishin nezek shalom. Ela achmin tachachati nezek. Can't be sumchis. So we say chachati nezek. What? Right here?
It's not Lisha anymore. It's
you were saying that's not Moas Felicia. You're saying Elo means it's not Moas Felicia. Okay, the Rishonim are going to talk about this. Are we having Charata from what we said Moas Felicia? Or are we continuing? Then it must be it was Moas Felicia. Just at this point, the chayre has to be Moas Belisha, otherwise the whole thing is Karen. So it has to be Moas Belisha then.
It has to be regal.
Then it has to be regal. You mean if you hold there's no regal, but there's no tzaris by Shane, then it has to be regal. Okay. Okay, now I mean. Okay, let me tell you the two nekudas that we're going to talk about on Sunday. First Nakuda is, let's keep in mind what this all Toshmat. This is all proving Basamei Karaz Liman. And the Gemara has one teretz, shrugs it up, another teretz, even get to the end of the Gemara, and we end up to Ultimine Mine. This is all to answer the Mandiyama Basamei B'Seif as Liman. We really pass the Paskin Basamei Karaz Liman, except for the Ramban. We pass in Basa Meikar Azlina. L'chayra, if you hold Basa Meikar Azlina, you don't have to say any of these Gemara's Terutzim. If you hold Basa Meikar, we never had a problem. Tanagol Meikar Azlina, Linus and Chevel Nishvatli, Misham and Ezek Shalom, because Basa Meikar Azlina. All the Terutzim of the Gemara, the whole Arichus is only to answer the Mandiyama Basa Lebesav. Problem. Inside the Rif, inside the Rambam, when they bring this price of Tarnagolim Shayim Lechatitin, they bring the Gemara's Maskana because of Minei Minei. They said tonight the way the Gemara's Maskana is. Doesn't make sense. We pass the Basa Meikar Azlina. We only need this Hoshtikal Torah to answer up to Adiyama Basla Basaif Azlina. But we pass the Basa Meikar Azlina. Why did the Rif and Rambam bring this whole teretz? What's the Rambam going to say to that? Rambam will say, and does say, aha, proves I'm right. Proves we passed the Basel of Saif. So why did they bring it? Lamaisa, all the other Rishonim said, don't say like the Rambam. So that's a kasha which we're going to answer, Mitz Hashem. The Rosh here, at the end of Siman Aleph, Rishonim arrived, says of Shach. The Rajba says a pshat. Rosh, the Rosh, but the Rabban has a sheet. There's a second Nakuda that I'd like to get clarity. Maybe 2 Junes ago, I was saying a shir in shul. Before the summer, I say a shir on halachas that I make in the summer. In bungalow colonies. So one of the things that for us city people was negeya only in the summer, halachas that have to do with trees or grass, which we don't come into contact much with trees and grass in the city. So I was saying the halachas. I was talking about the shaila of whether you can hang a swing or a hammock from a tree before Shabbos and get into the hammock on Shabbos. I told them the interesting din that if you get into such a hammock on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get out. Because the halacha is that you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. If you climb a tree, you have to stay in the tree until the end of Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb a tree. And not only you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to lean on a tree. You want to tie your shoes, you're not put your whole weight on the tree. You've got to steady yourself, but you're not allowed to put your whole weight on the tree. The Gemara says, Tzedadim Asurim. If you knock a nail into the tree, and you want to hang your jacket on the nail, that's also awesome. Someone, like it happens sometimes in camp, where boys are playing outside, so they throw their jacket over the branch of the tree. It's the same thing, you have to leave it there all Shabbos. Now I take it off, because it's also a Shtabish V'ilan. And if you put it on, you know how to take it off. Not only is Ilan also, Tzedadim are also also. Tzedadim means if you take, if you knock a nail into a tree, you're not allowed to put something on the nail. If you lean a ladder on a tree, you're not allowed to climb the ladder. If you hang a hammock from a tree, you're not sitting there laying the hammock. And that's what seems to come out. And if you lay there, Rebbe, you're stuck, Nebuch, you have to stay the whole Shabbos. However, tzedadei tzedadei mutarim. So I had mentioned an example that we, when we had small children in the bungalow colony, so they have swings that they hang from the tree. So what we did is we got a hook and eye, and turned it into the branch through eyes. And then we tied the swing to the eye. If we tied the swing to the branch, so then the swing itself, tzedadei masurim. You hang a basket from a branch, so you're not allowed to use the basket, that's the Gemara's case. But if you put a nail into the tree, and you hang a basket from the nail, the Gemara says, then you're allowed to use the basket. So if you knock a nail into a tree, you hang a basket, you can put things that tzedadei tzedadim, you're only guys that tzedadei, you know, not tzedadei tzedadim. So someone asked me at the time, well, the swings, if you buy a tear swing, you buy a whether you're buying old tykes or swing, or you do like I did. I took a milk carton, just not a stolen one, and I made 2 holes for the feet, and I tied a rope, and I tied it up to the tree. So someone timed that that's also tzedadei tzedadim, because the rope is attached to the tree, and the swing is attached to the rope, and you're putting the child into the swing. That's what someone argued at the shir. So I told him, but isn't the rope and the swing all one thing? So there was somebody in the shir there who said that it's totally in the sugya. We kind of totally here in the sugya of Avakano. If the chevel and the dali are one keli, or the chevel and the dali are considered to be 2 keli. In our sugya, the Gemara wants to say that when you mechatik the chevel, on the chevel, is one din, and our deli is a separate din. Are the chevel and the deli one, or the chevel and the deli are not one? So at that time, I wasn't holding in the sugya, and when he said it, it sounded right. Now we're holding in the sugya, so we'll see. I believe the Rashba here in the sugya, I think he says something, which is he answered Taka the Rick of the Rambam, and we'll see it there. Also, you can take a look at Nachlas David. His master also will be shifted, so we'll come back to that in Yisrael Shemitah.